Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's crushing candy, getting boring. Do you want to try something new? Well, I know something better. You have to play the hit puzzle game Best Fiends that's sweeping the nation. You won't be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or just tired of the same old boring match three game, then play Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Believe me, you won't regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Lots of people are tweeting me about this one.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I'm in a studio in Philadelphia. Everybody else is in Nashville. And we just finished today's show. And I'll tell you, there is such an accent clash here. If you have a thick accent up here, and I have a pretty thick accent, it's like two different countries. Like if you have a middle accent, we understand each other. But now I've gotten a couple Ubers. We just don't know what each other's saying. I'm like, hey, take it right here.
How do they talk?
I don't know. I don't know what they're saying. I can't even do an impression. It's so thick. Would you agree, Mike D? I thought he was eating something. And then when someone else sounded like that too, I was like, huh. And they don't know what I'm saying half the time. They're like, turn here.
What do they not understand about you?
I don't know. All the things.
Do they talk like Rocky?
No, but I'll tell you something. We saw that kind of let us down a little bit.
Uh-oh, the statue.
No, well, the statue's cool, but it's not on top of the steps anymore.
Oh, weird.
It was really never on top of the steps. So you go and you see all the steps, and in Rocky 3, it was at the top of the steps. But they pulled it down after the movie, and it's on the ground, basically.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? Hmm. You didn't know that, did you? I'd never been to Philadelphia before.
What else did you see? The Liberty Bell?
No.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't?
I saw a Starbucks. I saw a bunch of podcasters. I spoke at a podcast convention. I saw the ceiling of my hotel room, and I saw all my friends, Monica Chandler, Joey, Phoebe, on my screen.
Just another day.
That's about it. Yeah. Did see the Rocky statue, though, so it's on my Instagram. But that's it.
I already got an email from someone that listened to you speak at the podcast movement, and she was complimenting you.
I don't know how good it was. Frankly, I have this brain fog so bad I can't finish a sentence.
Well, that's not good when you're supposed to speak.
No, I'm telling you, I would get in the middle of sentences and go, I don't even know what I'm talking about here. Let me just bail out of this. And I would go, yeah, so what I think about podcasts, over to you, Chris. It was like that the whole time. Like, I don't know what's happening to my brain right now. I don't know if I have some sort of, what? You want to know my theory?
What?
I think I have vegetable withdrawal. I went from only eating vegetables when I was a vegetarian. I didn't really have any vegetables in like a week.
Oh, yeah.
But my body's withdrawing from something, I can tell, because when I was getting off this medication that I'm on a little bit, but for anxiety, I would have this brain fog so bad I couldn't see straight. I have it right now, and I'm trying to think what has changed about my life, my body, my schedule. Other than not having vegetables, maybe I just haven't been getting enough sleep or sleeping different times. I don't know. But I'm struggling right now, man. But that's the deal. And Rocky's not on top of the stairs, so everybody can suck it.
That's weird.
I know. Mike D and I were both disappointed. And every building looks like the building where Rocky should be on top of the stairs. Every building. I bet that's the one. Nope.
What's up there, too? Isn't there like an art museum or something?
That's what it is. That's the Rocky statue.
Interesting.
In front of the Philadelphia Art Museum.
That's where he like trains and runs up to the top and puts his hands in the air.
Yes.
And he's like,
yes.
And he waves them around like he just don't care.
Mm-hmm. I've only seen Rocky 4 because y'all made me watch it. Remember?
Yeah, Rocky 4 is the best Rocky.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's the best because Russians. But let's not forget, we hate Russians.
Yes, and we beat the Russians. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
And if he dies, he dies.
But that's not the good guy. Well, whatever. So let's see. I'm leaving from here. Eddie's leaving from Nashville. We're going to Cheyenne to play Cheyenne Frontier Days tonight.
Yes.
Eddie, we don't play till like 8:45 or 9 o'clock.
Whoa, what are we going to do all day then?
Well, it's not that. Well, we're going to get there.
We're going to travel.
I'm going from the eastern part of the country over to Wyoming, so it's going to take me a while. And then, but I'm saying, like, we haven't played in a year, basically.
So you think it's going to be really awesome?
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is we haven't played in a year, and all of a sudden we're playing second to last this festival.
Oh, yeah, because the later you are, the higher up on the lineup.
The more king-dingling you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one after us, Toby Keith.
Yep. So we're going to go and see how it goes, and that's it.
I'm excited. Are you excited to play, Bones?
I don't know. I'm excited to see the band.
Yeah?
And I like the group. I don't know. I need
like
to be
getting all the boys and the girls back together again.
Yeah,
it is fun. It is fun to see everybody, but you know what happens? I get it and I go, "Oh, I should write more songs. We should do another something." And then I'm not in that place right now.
You don't want all that.
I don't. It's expensive, man.
Yeah.
Running a band, you got to pay for everybody to fly out there.
Yeah, I'm not cheap for sure.
Yeah, I got to pay Eddie's fee.
I'm so expensive.
You know, so yeah, but no, we're gonna have fun. We got busted out the track suits.
Yes,
and we're gonna head down right after this. But that's it. It's pretty cool being in Philadelphia though, because there are all these things. It's like the oldest part of America.
Oh
like,
yeah, it's
of America, America. You know, okay, hit me with the Pilgrims or
Boston, Massachusetts, hit
me with Jamestown. You know, hit me with all that. Okay, then don't. But then like all the buildings that pretty much are. How our country came to as it is pretty cool. So, by the way, I just drove by them. I don't know anything else. I didn't go in them.
Oh,
but
you didn't go on a
tour. You knew that those were the buildings, though?
No, I don't even know. I just look at them and go, those are old.
It could be a bank.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I have no idea. I was telling Mike D, I said, yeah, man, this is like the London. And then we drove by a place, and I was like, yeah, well, I thought, never mind. That's a TJ Maxx.
Hey, did you meet anyone cool at the at the podcast thing?
No, I didn't meet anybody. Oh. I'm telling you, I walked into this room. And they said, okay, you're going to speak. I said, cool. I went up and answered questions for about an hour. And then I walked out of the room.
Oh.
And went back out and watched Friends.
Sounds like an easy day.
No. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. What do you want from me?
No, it's perfect.
That's it. Are we ready? I'm a little grumpy.
Yeah, so let's just hope everybody has a great weekend.
I'm just tired. I'm tired of being tired. You know what I mean? I'm about to scale it back. All of it. Life.
I think that's good.
Starting.
Oh, I got in trouble yesterday, too, from my ex-girlfriend. Amy, did you see that one coming?
Oh, yes, I did.
Wait, what did you say?
Well, because we
Amy wants to answer it. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I assume it's because we had the caller who said her mom quit listening because of you and Lindsay broke up.
Correct.
And you basically put it all on Lindsay.
Yeah, and Lindsay and I don't talk every day or a lot.
Yeah.
But she's still awesome, and she was very upset, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, stop. Amy, you got remember what team you're on here.
She's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, what I said was,
who signs your checks? Remember?
Well, I don't sign her checks, but
yeah. I don't know who does.
What I said was that she dumped me, and I said that because a little bit, I have a feeling like that. Like that's what it feels like. and I was kind of joking, and it was not a good mix of joke and feelings. Now, she did not dump me. That's it. The end. I didn't dump her for sure. 0% that.
She didn't dump you, but you didn't dump her. But yeah,
No.
Oh, boy.
No. I feel like the relationship ended because she was put in an unfair situation. The unfair situation was she had to pick her career or me. That's what she had to pick from. She had two options. And it's terrible. No one should have to pick from those options. And I feel how I feel. Is that okay?
I know. Nobody can make you
I know,
feel
but I should not have yelled
feel.
Out that she dumped me.
Yeah. I mean, I could see her listening and being like, whoa. Is he basically saying he had nothing to do with that? And blah, blah, blah. Like, if I was listening, that's how I would have been. And I would have probably texted you and been like, no, I probably would have called a couple girlfriends and been like, how do I handle this?
Oh, I'm sure she did. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she did. Mm-hmm. So I apologized. I said I should not have said that. I was partially joking and I was partially not joking because that's how I feel. Like, she had to pick. And it's unfair that she had to pick. And that's it. Is that acceptable, Amy? Or am I going to get another phone call from this?
I don't know. That's between y'all.
I'm in my turtle shell right now.
Definitely sounds better.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds better than
thank
the,
you.
The other day.
Does she know that you unfollowed her?
Yeah.
Okay. How did she take that one?
We still haven't addressed that,
by
the way.
That's not for this talk right now.
Okay.
Couple things. No, Eddie threw me under the bus the other day.
What did I do?
Day before, too. Because I wasn't going to talk about going away to go to that. I wasn't going to say anything about that on the air. And I was like, you going, what?
I didn't know, though, that that's what you were doing. I was just asking because
me say something about it.
No, not true. Not true at all. I've heard you talk about it like months ago, but I didn't know that.
Amy,
I didn't put two and two together.
I don't know.
Amy.
Why do I keep brought into this? I don't know.
Hey, who signed your check?
That's right.
Not Bobby.
Remember whose side you're on.
Remember whose side you're on. Thank you, Lunchbox. Okay, well, we're going to get... And Lunchbox is never on my side. And I'm like, thank you, Lunchbox. You know, buddy.
And he's wearing this t-shirt with a big dog face on it.
It kind of looks like
your wolf
one.
Face.
Yeah,
wolf
the gas station.
It's a picture of a boxer. I have a boxer, so it's my dog.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Hey,
you guys are idiots.
That being said...
Cool.
We shall get to today's show. Enjoy today's show. Kenny Chesney was on. You'll hear that. You know, we can't put the dance parties on there, obviously, but I think it'll be good. Anything you'd like to say, Amy, before the weekend?
I hope everyone has a great weekend, in case they forgot that I said it a minute ago.
There you go. Did you already say it?
I did, but then we kind of went into where I think we probably should remind everybody to have a good weekend, so that's good. Say it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would I like to say? I would like to say that I'm going to go get on another airplane.
Me too.
And fly all the way across the country.
Won't see y'all.
And hopefully remember words to songs I haven't sang in a year.
That's true.
And if anyone's out there, you know what part of the reason is that I'm going, I don't know. It's because I don't know that I know. I haven't put the time in to be good for people.
Yeah.
Like I go out and I work at stand up and I try to stay fresh. And although I'm not the great, I'm not by any means Chris Rock, but I do try to give people their money's worth. And this, I just am not. I don't know.
Well, you have all day, so just... You
know. I don't want people to come out and ever be disappointed with anything that I do. Show, stage show, books. There's such a pressure I put on myself, and rightfully so, because I believe our people, if they're coming out and spending their money, they deserve to absolutely get their money's worth, and maybe that's where it comes from. That's why I'm probably feeling down. Know what I mean, Aime?
Yeah. Straight up know what you mean.
Thank you. So that being said, we're going to see you tonight in Cheyenne for Cheyenne Frontier Days, and I'm going to come back and go to Weezer on Saturday evening, and then we'll be back, obviously, Monday. Then, Amy's going to Austin. You're going to see your dad?
Yeah.
You coming back next week or no?
Yeah. I'll be back Sunday. Yeah, I'm the filler for the weekend in between my full-blood sister and my half-blood sister.
Bloods. You guys are bloods?
Well, I know, because I keep bringing up that I've got like another sister and a brother, and people, I don't ever talk about them, and they're like, you have a brother? And I'm like, well, yeah, I do. But
you should always preface it by going, my half-brother that I don't really know.
I do know him.
I mean, I never met him.
I know, but
how well do you know him if I never met him? I signed your checks.
I know, but it's this weird thing where I feel like because we're all so close to my dad, even though we haven't done a good job in the last like 15 years of being close. Like, I feel close to them no matter what. Like, it's we don't have to speak it. Like, that is my brother. That's why I don't even say half brother, really. But anyway, I get it. It's confusing.
Well, I have a half brother. I don't know him.
Now, that is true. We don't know anything about that half brother.
By we, you mean me too? I don't either.
Yeah, you don't either. But, like, my brother, like, I remember him living with us when I was little. But he was, like, in college and I was a kid.
No.
He's way older than me. You're 52.
Amy, everybody in your family is way older than you. Your dad is extremely old to be your dad.
Right.
You're the youngest, right?
I was the youngest.
He was like 68 when he had you.
No.
No.
But close.
Oh. All right. Well, listen, I hope he's doing better. Really.
He really is. So thank you.
Lunchbox, have a good weekend. Are you going to be at the hospital a bunch?
Yep. Just be at the hospital and getting the house ready.
Getting that house.
Crazy.
Ready. Eddie?
See you in a few hours, Bones.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fun. Spent like 10 minutes talking about how y'all are going to be hanging out.
He forgot. That brain fog is serious.
Like right now, he just goes,
no,
oh,
I just wanted to know what Eddie was going to say about the weekend. Everybody can shut up.
Hug a root?
No,
Eddie, I wasn't going to say that.
Okay.
Is that bad to say, hug a root?
No. Well, yes and no. So, it just depends. Yes, it is if you, but I say it all the time as a kid, but it's probably not the most.
But what is, I don't get
what's the exact meaning?
A root's a penis.
What?
I didn't know that.
Whoa,
oh, I will
no.
never say that. I thought it was like the root of a tree.
Yeah.
So hug it's a basically root? Like, wow.
Why?
Amy goes, I'll never say that. Hug a root. What's wrong with her?
But why would people say that? Hug a root.
It's like.
That's not, I've never
Amy,
even heard
it's like
oh.
Grab on knees or, you know. Yeah. It's like one of those things. And I started saying it, and I said it once and realized I shouldn't say it again. And like 2 weeks later, Lunchbox says it back like a canary or whatever. He goes, yeah, I need to hug a root. And I was like, dude. Oh. You probably shouldn't say that.
Y'all
I
need
said
to-
No. Hug a root is just like kick rocks, get lost.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Like,
no,
so
it's
I
not.
Shouldn't say that to my kids.
I've never
kids.
Heard of that.
No, Amy, you should not say that to your kids. But you really shouldn't say something sucks either. Because
I know.
They
repeat everything that
same
I say.
Thing.
Everything.
Because sucks means sucks.
Yep. You know what it means.
According to Urban Dictionary, Bobby's telling the truth.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I just thought it was like hug a root, like kick rocks. I said it.
No, and like hug a root, you big galoot. You know? There's all those things.
What's a galoot?
Sometimes I say, I don't know, why do I say this? This is a podcast, right? I mean,
it's a podcast.
So sometimes I say, I don't, where does this come from?
Go ahead, Amy, go ahead.
Oh, man.
It's so bad.
Go ahead.
And now that I think about it,
say
I cannot
it.
Say this.
Why do I say go?
Go ahead.
Why do I say hot as balls?
Oh.
That's not that bad.
What do you
it's
mean?
Because
like if it's hot outside, I'm like, oh, it's hot as balls.
Well, here's what it is. And you shouldn't say that because it doesn't fit your brand.
Right.
Your brand.
Like, as a human, Amy doesn't say things like that, but I don't know who you're around that says that, but here's what that means.
Like
your balls in pants get hot because of that moisture and the space because it's close to your legs and close to the bottom of your pants. So your balls would actually be hot. So that's where the term hot as balls comes from.
Yeah, I need to not say that.
That's not that bad because it's basically the temperature of your testicles. You'd be like, that's the temperature of my testicles. But it's weird for you to say it because you don't say things like that.
It's been like a lot of my life I've said it though. Like it goes way back.
Okay,
I don't know why.
Amy, just heads up, you're going to Austin for the weekend. It will be hot as balls.
I know. I've been checking the weather there.
Even me, I can say that because I say things like that. I don't curse, but I will throw out the occasional innuendo-ish type saying. Like I'd be like, these nuts. Amy wouldn't say these nuts. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't, but I get got by you with it.
Right.
Like, you'll be like...
You know, oh, no. You know who got me yesterday?
Who?
These nuts.
Bam.
Oh,
walk right into that, Amy.
I mean, I still think it's funny every time, and I definitely walked
Give
right into it.
Give
him
a challenge, at least.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's the deal. Well, when she came on the show, she got her first day.
Oh, now you got her with these nuts the first day?
I got her the first day. Yep.
Man.
That's crazy.
That was the
Savage.
Thing. Yep.
Yeah.
Amy saw it happen too. She hated it.
I did?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because she's so sensitive.
She is?
Yeah.
I'm not falling for it.
Okay. We're going to go. I got to go. I got to go to the airport. Thank you. Goodbye. That's it. And hot as balls. We go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Here he
is. Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, what up, everybody? Thanks for hanging out Friday morning. Hope everybody's good. More studio.
Morning.
Let's see. We have people sitting here on hold, ready to talk to us. Beth in Alabama. Good morning, Beth.
Hey, guys.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are y'all?
We're good. I mean, we're here, rise and shine. So what's going on with you?
Well, I just had to drop my daughter off at school and then go to work. But I wanted to call and say how much I loved your audiobook. I haven't heard you talk about your book in a while, and I really think that the listeners need to check out the audio version because it was really, really funny. And
oh,
I think
thanks.
There was a definite added element listening to you.
Well, you know, when I wrote that book, they made me go in the studio and talk it out, which was miserable, but I tried to make the best of it. Can you imagine writing, I don't know how many pages I wrote, 300 pages and having to go read them all back?
Mm-mm.
Can you imagine?
Sounds terrible.
I mean, really, it's actually not that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but for me, it wasn't.
But you threw in a little extra.
Yeah,
like, did
stuff.
You ever?
Well, you Amy came up. Did you hear Amy in it?
Yeah, totally. I loved it.
Yeah, Amy did a little cameo. What are you going to say?
Well, I didn't mean me being the extra.
Sure
I meant
you,
you. No, I didn't.
You're sure you did, right?
No. I meant, like, did you ever find yourself laughing at yourself? Or
in life?
You're like,
yeah,
I read that.
No.
I'm good.
No. No. No.
I'm good.
Never.
Ooh, that's some good advice right
couldn't
there.
Could have said that better myself.
Fight, grind, repeat.
Never. You guys got the wrong person, man.
Or were you like, did I write that?
No, it's more like, oh, I wrote that. So, yeah. Well, thank you, Beth. Yeah, I did write a book. It's a bestseller. It's called Fail Until You Don't, and there is an audio book to it. So, yeah, Beth, I appreciate that free plug.
Yeah, no problem.
And I hope you have a good day at work, and you have a good your kid has a good day at school. Thanks. Mandy in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Nothing. I just got to work. I listen to you guys every day, and I wanted to call and tell Lunchbox congratulations on his little boy, and I'm glad he's back on the show.
There he is.
Hey. I'm glad to be back.
Hey, he said. Hey, I'm glad to
well,
be
that's
back.
Good. Are you enjoying your baby?
I enjoy it every minute I can.
Good, because they grow up fast, because I have a little one too. He'll be a year old next month, and they grow up fast.
If I can give you a piece of advice, Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Don't blink.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Thank you. Love something I came up with. Yeah. All right, here we go. It's Friday. Appreciate everybody being here. What's up, man?
I see what he did there. Yeah. It took me a minute too.
And just like that, you take a nap.
Oh, yeah. No.
35 and
your baby's 70.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
The Greeley Fire Department in Colorado had to come to the rescue of a big old cow that ended up with a leg stuck in the cattle guard near a highway. Well, that is why it's the cattle guard, though.
True.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that.
They're cows. That's why they're guarding. The firefighters spent a few hours working together to lift the cow and free it from the metal grid. And, oddly, and this rarely happens, the cow did not have any broken legs after they got the cow out of the cattle guard. So everybody wins. The people driving on the road didn't get hit by the cow. The cow didn't get hit by a car. Kept his legs.
Yeah, I always wondered about how cows know they're not supposed. Like, is it they learn? Now the cows learn.
He goes back and tells his buddies.
Like, all the
don't walk across the highway.
You think all the cows would have to learn their lesson and then they don't cross it, but they don't cross it.
Tough love. I don't think it's about the cows learning their lesson. I think it's about just in case if the cow gets that far, it stops them.
Okay.
I don't really think it's a teaching tool for the cows.
Well, I was wondering how the cows know I'm not supposed to go.
I don't think they know. No, I don't think they know.
Oh, well, they did.
It's just a last ditch effort to make sure they don't get hit by a car.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Over to Raymundo with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
In Northern California, near the Redding area, a wildfire has forced mass evacuations. Thousands have been forced to flee. Officials said pay attention to the evacuation orders. In other news, Facebook had the largest one-day drop in the history of Wall Street. Yesterday, they lost $120 billion. And finally, in weather news, severe weather in a lot of the country. Northeast, possibility for hail, wind. In Wyoming, Colorado, and Kansas, watch out. Thunderstorms and chance for tornadoes. Be careful out there.
This mom had her mobile number tattooed on her son's arm. So if he got lost, people wouldn't know who to call.
Whoa.
How do we feel about that?
That's intense.
I mean, I think there's other ways to do that. For sure.
Now, I'll go to the second level. He has learning disabilities. His mom fears that he will go missing.
Oh.
Does that change your mind about the tattoo on the arm?
Well, a little bit, but there's also stuff called, like, I don't know, bracelet. probably a Go bracelet, one that can be removed. You can even get it engraved on like metal and have it fit to their wrist so it doesn't fall or break or slide off. That's what I would do. Bracelet.
Tattoos a little too far?
Too far.
You know what I hear right now? Is Amy parent shaming.
She gets
No. You get mad when people parent shame you online. Everybody has a
Ask her opinion.
Yes, right? Everybody
has their different ways of parenting, and I think this is valid, and it's a mother saying, you know what? I am never going to lose my child, and this is going to guarantee that.
Boy, the tattoo seems a lot, though.
Lunchbox. She could. All I said was I didn't say she was a bad mom. I said she could do a bracelet. I would do a bracelet. That's
what I would
do.
And she didn't. Amy didn't just write on Instagram and be like, "You're a terrible parent." I asked her opinion.
Yeah, and I didn't say anything about bicycle helmets.
You're a new dad. What do you think about this?
I say if it comes down to it, and I need to tattoo a phone number on my kid's arm to keep him safe, I will tattoo the number on the arm to keep him safe.
Wow. That tattoo, though, is so permanent. What if you change your number? Then you gotta get another tattoo.
Oh, gosh, good point.
Yeah, don't lose that phone.
Yeah, what if your Verizon plan runs out? You know what I mean? On this day in country music history, 1992, 26 years ago.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
You turn on the radio, and this was the number one song, Garth Brooks' The River.
Yes, I will sail my best till the river runs dry.
1992, Garth Brooks has the number one song, The River. Do you know what album that was from, Eddie?
Of course I do. Rope in the Wind.
That's right. It became Garth Brooks' ninth number one song. It was written by Victoria Shaw and Garth Brooks. When he cut it, it was going to go on his album before that, No Fences, but it didn't make it. They were like, this one probably won't make it. So they put it on the next one, and then there you have it. Did you know that Garth has stated The River was inspired? You know who it was inspired by?
No.
James Taylor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he loves
James Taylor.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Hey, it's Morgan number two filling in for Amy. So Keith Urban's new song, Coming Home, is in the top five this week. And if it reaches number one, this will be the first number one song for Merle Haggard in over 30 years.
Yeah, so Mama Tried is the song where that guitar riff. And so Keith Urban approached Merle Haggard's family and said, hey, can I use this for a song? They said yes. And because of that, Merle Haggard is one of the writers of the song. So that's how he'd be, you know, have a number one song. So how about that? That's pretty cool, huh, everybody?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. There you go. What else, Morgan, number two?
So there'll be a sequel to the movie 9 to 5, and Dolly Parton is intending to be in it. Actress Jane Fonda confirmed that news.
You know, I read that all three of them were going to be in it. I've never seen 9 to 5. Amy, this is a movie that you would have seen.
Yes, I love 9 to 5. It's so good. My mom actually saw it when she was pregnant with me, so I am familiar with this movie from the womb.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What else, Morgan, number two?
Kenny Chesney's new album, Songs for the Saints, is out today. All the proceeds from the album are going towards hurricane relief in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, here we go. Bye, boat. Scared to die. We get so many tweets because Eddie and I have turned all the lyrics into buy a boat.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Kenny will also be in later this morning as part of the Friday morning conversation. So there's that new music out today. Thank you very much.
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So in Boise, Idaho, mailman's out doing his deal. And there was an old guy named Richard who hadn't picked up his mail in several days. You know what the mailman did?
What?
He starts beating on the door and then calls 911. Because he goes, it's uncharacteristic of this old guy to not show up and get his mail. And they busted in the house and he had a seizure and they saved his life.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I love stories like that.
Like, I mean, your mailman, that's the one constant in your life that will notice if something's off.
Let me run this by you.
Okay.
Are a bit you hoping that something's wrong if you commit to kicking the door down?
Yes.
Because
if not, you're going to get shot.
If that door gets kicked down and no one's in, you still kick the door down. You got to explain. Oh, I was just.
Or
had
do
a hunch.
You?
I had a hunch.
You just roll, get back in the car and roll away.
Yeah.
Well, any of y'all feel like your mailman would notice if you were gone?
No.
I'm like, I really need to start talking to my mailman.
Don't know my mailman. Don't know my neighbors. I don't know anybody. I don't know any of my neighbors still. Is that weird or no?
I think that I thought they brought you bread and stuff.
I never went over to the house.
Wine,
I don't know how to go
cookies.
Do that.
It's fine. You don't need to know your
They
neighbors.
Brought bread and strawberries. Do I go over and, hey, thanks for the bread and strawberries. Can I come in?
Nah.
When I made my kids deliver cookies to our neighbors so they could learn what neighbors are and we could get to know them, it really helped.
Well, I know what neighbors are.
I know, but I...
He's old enough to know this stuff, Amy. Like, I bought the house.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you, it helped us. We definitely all say hi way more. We watch out for each other. Like, Brothers Osborne dude just left the other day and, like, pulled over, and Stevenson said, I'm going to watch your house for you while you're gone. And I was like, that's the cutest thing ever.
That is. I mean, not ever, but yeah.
No, it was pretty adorable.
Ever?
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Iowa City, Iowa. A 22-year-old man was arrested after he was out at the bars. He calls for an Uber. He's waiting for it. Cop car pulls up. Instead of getting in the Uber, he opens the front door of the cop car, jumps in the front seat, and says, take me home!
Oh, no. Wait, he just opened the cop car door?
And the cop goes, what do you think you're doing? He goes, your job is to drive me home.
Oh, boy.
He thought he was in the Uber, and he was arrested for public intoxication.
So many things. One, you don't even grab the front of an Uber. You get in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's a cop car. Yeah. I'm surprised the cop car door was open. Unlocked?
Yeah. No, like, child lock stuff on that situation?
And three, it's a cop car.
Yeah, bad luck, man.
Yeah. Of all the cars.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bob and Bone.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.
We sit around this table in this room, and we're all in our 30s, except for Morgan number two, who's 24 years old. And, you know, at this point, we kind of are who we are. I was reading this thing about age and all the ages that you peak at things. And it says you don't peak with happiness with your body until age 74. Like, you're just not there until age 74 where you love your body.
What? 74?
Yeah.
It's going to take me till 74 till I finally love my body and then be... I mean...
Yeah, then you're going to die. I mean, that's what you want to say. You just gotta say it, yeah.
No, but let me just put stuff into perspective for you. My dad's 77, and I spent a lot of time with his body the last month because he's been in the hospital. Like, I'm sorry, that's not... What? No, I'm sure he loved his body 30 years ago, not now.
I don't think it's about what shape your current body's in. I think it's that meat where you're just like, I am what I am.
Okay.
So I'm definitely not there. I don't like my body one bit.
Yeah, me either. Well, but I guess if that takes till 74, okay.
Well, we'll keep on grinding toward it.
We need
the
to love
age
ourselves.
When we'll have the most friends is 25 years old.
Oh. So we're
I can see that.
Yeah.
Because that's before everybody has a family.
You
still go out all the time and hit it hard. And when people get families, they don't do much because they have to take care of the kids. It's the most important thing, I guess.
The highest salary at age 48.
All right, we're still heading that way.
Yeah, going up.
Got something to look forward to. What up?
On the board.
Wait, so but then like at 50, is it just... downhill.
And then you stop making money.
Well, I think it probably starts to fall a bit. I don't know. Listen, I could...
It's ageism right there.
I don't know what's going to happen here with me. This could be it for me. I don't know. Mine could be 38. The strongest your body is 25 years old. The tallest, 19. Oh. Attractiveness, age 23, is the peak for people being attractive.
Oh, man.
Well, you're attractive at 23, but your body's banging at 74.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's not about your body banging at 74.
I know. It's you being you accepting your body and loving it. I got it.
Finding a partner for marriage, age 26. And the only one really on track there is Morgan number two. At age 26. Look at that. And that's pretty much all of them. And for discovering something that makes you rich, age 39.
Ooh, Lunchbox, you still have time.
I still got time, folks. I'm still looking under every leaf.
For what?
For something that's going to make me rich.
Bobby Bone, come on.
This guy proposed to his girl at a Chipotle. They've been together 12 years. And so he said, listen, we've been coming here about once a week. And so he got down on the knee at Chipotle and proposed. Lunchbox, if you were to propose to your wife at Chipotle, what would she do?
I mean, I guess it'd be better than over the phone, but I mean, it's still pretty lame.
That's true.
I mean, look, did he do it, like, did he stick it in the bowl or, like, oh, she had a burrito ordered and when she got to the middle, the ring's in there? I mean, how lame with a bunch of customers around? Come on, dude.
Here's the deal. If the Chipotle is special to me, too, then yes, it makes sense. It's fine. But if it's his pick of the week every week when we go eat and it's all about him, then yeah, I'd probably prefer a different, more thought put into it some way, somehow.
Chipotle hired a photographer, hid the couple's loved ones in the pizza shop next door, provided a cake and balloons to make the proposal more special.
Aww.
It's cute. Yeah.
And then everybody got E. coli afterward. I'm just kidding, they did it. He got down on one knee and Natalie said yes. and the plan was executed perfectly.
Well, that's cool that everybody was...
people propose. I like that.
Yeah, and everyone got behind it.
I mean, next couple's going to get married at the gas station. Oh, we pump gas here once a month. Yeah, hey, guys, woo, pump number six.
Lunchbox, you proposed to your wife on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she kind of brought it up. She forced the issue, so I had to say, do you want to get married? Because we were getting ready for my brother's wedding, and she was like, well, I'd like to get married. I think we should get married. And I was like, seriously? She goes, yeah. I said, okay. And that was it.
And you never did get down on a knee, ever, ever?
No, I never got down on a knee. And then her mom, her sister, and herself went and picked out a ring at the diamond store. And then when I was in town for my brother's bachelor party, I had an hour and 20 minutes till the plane left. And so we went to the ring store, we bought it, and put it on her finger, and I jetted to the airport.
It's like a romantic comedy with Reese Witherspoon.
Nice work,
just,
Romeo.
Just like that. I love this story. A zoo is accused of painting a donkey to look like a zebra.
Why?
So they would have a zebra. Why else?
Oh, because great. They wanted people to come see their zebra.
That's yeah. funny.
They didn't have one.
Now, the zoo is denying painting black stripes on a donkey to make it look like a zebra.
Aww.
Here's what happened. Somebody took a picture of it, posted it on Facebook, and people started to go, that zebra is pretty small. And has pointy ears. There are also some black smudges on its face. We think that's a donkey. So everybody's weighing in. Listen, it looks like a donkey to me. And if you listen closely, you hear it go, Eeyore. You don't. But that's a... Hey, by the way, speaking of Winnie the Pooh, have you guys seen the preview for Christopher Robin?
Yeah.
The latest preview where all the characters are seen?
Yes.
It looks so good.
It does look good, but it makes him kind of seem like a little, like Christopher Robin, like grown up, is kind of like a weirdo. Like, what kind of old man wants to go hang out with his little friends again?
Because they weren't just little friends. They were friends when he was a kid, and he's sad.
Yeah. It does look good, though. You're right.
I think it looks great. I'm not even a big Winnie the Pooh guy. And now, a lot of my friends are seeing the Mr. Rogers documentary, and they're all going, oh, I left crying.
Wow.
I didn't watch a lot of Mr. Rogers as a kid. I remember it a bit, but apparently that documentary is supposed to be awesome. That and also the Mission Impossible is coming out.
Yeah.
Which, they're always good. They're always good. I have this. You don't really start to enjoy the taste of wine until you're 29.
Hmm.
A new study found the average person doesn't really enjoy the taste of wine until they're 29 years old. And so the most common wines that people know are Chardonnay, Merlot, and Rosé. And anyone under 29 is lying and they're faking it.
Oh.
There you go. What do you think about that, Morgan, number two? You're 24. Do you like wine?
I do like wine, but yeah, I don't like the taste of most of it. I really only like sweet wines.
See, I've never tasted wine. Although I do think I should get into wine a little bit, huh?
Well, yeah, and you'll know what's up because you're 38.
Do you like wine?
I do like wine. And I'm wondering, like, when I hear you say that, I wonder if it's because when you're in your late 20s, like early 30s, you can actually maybe buy, like, a little bit better wine? But I don't know.
Rosé all day?
I like that frosé.
Rosé all day?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a teen was infected with hookworms after his friends buried him in the sand. Did you guys see this one?
Oh, yeah. They were on a trip to the beach. Like, it was like a church group, and they buried him. And
by the way, this is in Memphis, too. This is America. It's not in Zimbabwe, where we don't know what's in the sand. Michael Dumas, 17 years old, from Memphis, Tennessee, was on a mission trip in Florida. I guess it was...
Yeah, he was from Florida,
Memphis,
yeah.
But still Florida. I don't know, Florida. Shout out Florida. You guys do get pretty crazy down there. Florida's nutty, man. You see on the news, it's like... Woman gets her Mickey Mouse doll stolen, stabs 7 people with a Pez dispenser. You're like, where's that, Florida? Oh, okay, cool. Normal. You know what I mean? Like, but days after the teen returned, a rash appeared on his leg, wounds opened on his foot. He had hookworms because when they buried him on the beach, all the hookworms got into him.
Wow.
Ugh.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just hard to think about.
Yeah. So, hey, you know what you could do if it starts to stress you out, Am?
What?
Rosé all day.
Oh, yeah. Right now, rosé in the morning.
Starting rosé in the morning.
It is Friday.
It is Friday.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
The Lopez family was on vacation in Costa Rica. They're from Minnesota when their 3-year-old son Axel got hurt, broke his leg, had to get a cast. He wasn't going to be able to fly back to the United States. And it was going to cost $40,000 to rent a special airplane. So Wes, who is from Minnesota, works for a private plane company, said, don't worry, got his company to step in,
wow,
sent a plane down there, and brought the family home.
Look at that.
That's crazy.
That is a good one. Yeah, that's Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Hey, it's Morgan number 2 filling in for Amy. So Keith Urban's new song, Coming Home, is in the top 5 this week. And if it reaches number 1, this will be the first number 1 song for Merle Haggard in over 30 years.
Yeah, so Mama Tried is the song where that guitar riff, bow-now. And so Keith Urban approached Merle Haggard's family and said, hey, can I use this for a song? They said yes. And because of that, Merle Haggard is one of the writers of the song. So that's how he'd be, you know, have a number one song. So how about that? That's pretty cool, huh, everybody?
That's yeah.
Awesome. Yep.
Yeah. All right. There you go. What else, Morgan, number 2?
So there'll be a sequel to the movie 9 to 5, and Dolly Parton is intending to be in it. Actress Jane Fonda confirmed that news.
You know, I read that all 3 of them were going to be in it. I've never seen 9 to 5. Amy, this is a movie that you would have seen.
Yes, I love 9 to 5. It's so good. My mom actually saw it when she was pregnant with me, so I am familiar with this movie from the womb.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What else, Morgan, number 2?
Kenny Chesney's new album, Songs for the Saints, is out today. All the proceeds from the album are going towards hurricane relief in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, here we go. Bye, boat. Bye, boat.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's the skinny.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match 3 game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number 2? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number 2?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. That's probably chill out. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number 2, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number 2, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, Kenny Chesney about to hop in studio. If you're a big Kenny fan, hang out in the next 5 minutes, Raymond.
Yeah.
All right. Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What does a bee do when it's hot outside?
What does a bee do when it's hot outside?
Takes off his yellow jacket.
Oh.
Come on. Right. Yeah, there.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation.
All right, Kenny Chesney is walking down the hallway right now. It's always a big day when Kenny comes by because Kenny always says stuff that we don't always expect. Like last time he got into a fist fight with someone.
Oh, yeah.
Walking into the stadium. He told us about that. It's pretty good. So Kenny Chesney's walking in. Got some get along here.
Get along down the road.
Bring him on in here.
Got a long, long way to go. Scared to live.
I don't see him walking yet.
I don't either. They were like, he's coming down the hallway.
Keep an eye on it.
Why did someone put my magazine face in front of him on
just
purpose?
So he can see it. Just
oh, that's so
it.
Awkward. Oh.
Eddie placed the magazine that I'm on the cover right now. Okay, let's see if he brings it up. All right, hold on. Why did you do that?
I just thought it'd be funny.
Okay, let's see if he brings it up. All right, Kenny Chesney, come this way.
Okay, here he comes. Yep.
There he is. Kenny Chesney, everybody. There he is. Look at this guy. What up, buddy? You good?
I'm good.
Yeah, look at
now
you.
I can hear you. What's up?
Look at you. Always looking good.
I am?
Yeah.
You're not as good as you on the front of this magazine.
Oh,
right there.
Come on.
He fell for it.
Come on. Come on.
Good to see everybody.
Yeah, good to see you too. I have a lot of questions for you. I always have a lot of questions.
Hopefully I have a lot of answers.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. I was sitting with Liz Rose, writer extraordinaire, friend of mine. She wrote a She's in Love Junkies, wrote Girl Crush. Yeah. She was talking about this song here. I'm going to play some of it because you have it here. You know it. You sing it, called Better Boat. You familiar with this song?
Now and then I let it go. I ride the waves I can't control. I'm learning how to build a better boat.
Wasn't this the song?
Yeah, Liz wrote the song.
Yeah, she wrote really it like 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah. And I've had it. Renee Bell sent this song to me a couple years ago, and I've always loved it, but it never really... I was thinking about putting that song on the Big Revival album, and it just didn't fit with the whole record. And when the storms happened in the Virgin Islands, my brain shifted to another way of creating. And so I went into the studio to make what is now the album Songs for the Saints. And I came across this song, and I knew that it was time for a song like this for me to record it. And I'm really happy I did. And it's she wrote an amazing song.
Listen to this.
What's still hurting? All the things I feel like cussing out. Now and then I let it go. Ride the waves I can't control. I'm learning how to build a better boat.
That's Mindy Smith singing with me. She's so good. So,
when you tell the story of why you picked the song, like now I get it. And when she was telling the story, you know, obviously she doesn't come from the perspective of you and why you picked these songs. But I was talking to her about songs that had been on hold for a long time. And she said, yeah, Kenny had that song on hold for like 6 or 7 years. Or she had written it 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah. When I first heard it, I realized that I can't speak for the songwriters of the song as to where it came from. But when you listen to that song, you assume that it's about a past relationship or something that made you do a self-evaluation, you know, and to find this inner peace in yourself. So it's a very personal song. But if you think about what happened in a broader scope down in the Virgin Islands 9 months ago, a lot of the same emotions exist. You know, they're all displaced, and there's a lot of things they want to cuss out, like the song says. And there's a lot of things that where they just have to somehow put it in God's hands and ride the waves you can't control. And all you can do is make yourself better and learn how to build a better boat. And I felt like that was such a true an emotion of how a lot of people were feeling down there. And one of the threads, a true thread of hope that goes through a big part of this record.
Kenny Chesney's here. Album is out. It's called Songs for the Saints, and you are donating the proceeds to back to the island, right?
Yes.
So how does that conversation come along where you go, all right, to whomever your people are, like, hey, we're doing this record, but the money's going back?
Yeah, like it was a pretty easy conversation to have. You know, you know, as you know, I switched record labels, and this is my first record with John Esposito and Warner. And they knew this was coming, you know, and they knew they could see in my eyes and in my heart how much it meant to me, and it meant a lot to them. And honestly, it was they welcomed this record with open arms. But it is unique to say that you're going to give every cent of the money of your record to a certain foundation to help rebuild the infrastructure of, you know, the Virgin Islands. But I felt in a way that it was just, you know, it's been so much a big part of my life and has fed me creatively throughout the years. And it's just, you know, I wanted to help those people so much. And this was one of the ways that I could do it, is through music, because I believe music is the most healing thing we all have in our lives. And I just felt that this record was supposed to do that. And that's why all the money's going to it.
Look at you. Songs for the Saints, out today. You know, I was reading this story. Every time you play a show, you set a record or something. You know, most people drinking a beer at the same time. Most people in a stadium. Most people, you know, you break it. So I was reading that thinking, I think it was... Philly, there were like 50-something thousand people at your show.
Yeah.
Is there a difference, this is what I wonder, between 38,000 and 51,000 when you're playing a show and how you would play it? Like just sonically, the sounds, all the things.
There's not a difference in how we would play it or how we would present it.
Like you have to play it bigger.
We just go up there and play, you know, and hit them as hard as we can possibly hit them. And this summer, Bobby has been so special. It's hard to describe why, but the connection with the audience is very unique, and it's been built over the years. But for some reason, this year's show has been so energetic. We've changed around certain things in the way we present the show. But, you know, even the stadium shows have been very good. But even the amphitheater shows and some things that aren't as big as the stadium, like what you were talking about in Philadelphia, it's just the connection has been incredible. And it's been a very special summer so far. And we did our first West Coast run last week, and we are – it's gone by so quickly, all of a sudden we're halfway done with the tour. You know, we play in Nashville August 11th, and then we go, I believe, to MetLife Stadium in New York, and then we close out with two nights in Boston, and that will be here before you know it. You know, when you're this busy, it goes by really quickly. But I think the answer to your question is no, we don't change the way we do for 31,000 or 11,000.
But does it feel different?
Oh, well, of course. I mean, 11, you know, yes. I mean, the more people in there, the energy that comes through your chest.
Does it feel? Can you feel the when they're screaming? Yeah, you can feel that.
It's one of the most unbelievable experiences of my life. You know, it's a blessing and a curse because you crave it. You know, once you feel that,
and you're always chasing it again. And you're,
well, yeah, it's a high you can't get unless you're there, unless you're in that moment with a band. And people ask me all the time, "What does it feel like to be up there on stage?" And I can't explain it to them. You know, it's the most unbelievable feeling to feel that much energy be directed right where you're standing. You know, and so it's a love that's hard to describe, and we try to give it back. But it's you know, music is very powerful. It really is. I say it all the time. But to see how much fun these people are having and how much they care about the music, and you know, we all have, I think about this a lot too, Bobby. We all have different options we can do with our everyday lives. We can go see whatever show we want to go see. We can go to the movies. We can go to games, whatever. And they choose to come see us, which is, we don't take for granted, because we realize that those fans that are out there, it's a big investment in their life, especially a stadium show, to come be in that moment with us. Just the getting there is an investment, you know. But when you look out there and realize all that and see just how much they want to be there and how happy they are, it makes you want to give them everything you possibly have. It really does.
You're playing one of these shows, and you think to yourself, you know what? I want to play the set list. I want to play Big Star. Can you call that?
Yes.
On a show that big?
Yes.
You can get on the mic and go, "Hey guys, it's Kenny here."
I have what's called a 911 mic. I have a button I can step on right in front of the drum kit, and nobody can hear it but the band and the crew, so that everybody's just in tune. And like we have our show's about 2 hours this year, but we've got about 6 or 7 songs that we rehearsed a lot, and we have the light show written to, and might have some video content to it or whatever, that are just sitting there. And I can say, okay, we're not going to do...
Talk to me right now. I get the ears on. All right.
Yeah, I don't want to do Out Last Night. Let's skip it. We're going to throw in Big Star. We're going to throw in Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. Or we're going to throw in When the Sun Goes Down or whatever, you know. And so it just depends. It's just one of the things I've caught myself doing this year, and it's taking out a lot of the ballads. So we're just hitting them really hard. It's not that I don't want to do You in Tequila. It's just that I don't want to slow it down. And I feel very blessed to be in that position to have 4 or 5 songs that I can throw in a couple of those spots where I never want to let the energy die. So I do make those audibles a lot. And it just depends, though. It just depends on each night's different.
Because I go up on the mic for me, and I'd be like, "Everybody take a break. I'm going to do a little...
take a break.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a break, because I'm going to do just me a song.
Yeah.
I'm going to run solo here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Slow Dancing in a Burning Room. Everybody, you guys sit down for a minute. You ever do that? And just like, I'm going to do one acoustic here.
Every now and then, yeah. I'll do Old Blue Chair by myself, or I'll do... I don't know. I've done that. I've done Wyatt, my piano player, and I. We will do There Goes My Life, just with me, a guitar, and him on piano. We would do, there's several of those songs. I had a song on the No Shoes record called Coast to Somewhere Beautiful. And sometimes we would do that song.
You ever fake it, though? Like, because I would, like, in these big songs, I turn my guitar off. If, like, the hard songs, if I was going to dance a lot, I turn my guitar off and I fake like I'm playing. And I dance all the time. But, you know, they can't tell.
No, I don't fake playing. Now, I will tell you, I'm not the best guitar player in the world. You know, it's not the thing I came to town to do. That's why I have Kenny Greenberg, and that's why I have Clayton. That's why I have John.
Do you ever dance?
Not really. I mean, but when I listen to music and when I hear music, especially on stage, I just move.
Oh, you move.
I can't help it. You know, my grandmother has video footage of me in her kitchen as a child listening to music and dancing. And I saw it several years ago, and I went, wow, I move like that today. Like, I see video footage of us on stage, and now I hear my band behind me and the drummer that I have, you know, hit me in the back with all this energy. I kind of make the same moves, ironically enough.
That's cute.
Later.
I haven't seen that.
Let me hear this one here. We know this one.
We say we can when they say
Song for the Saints.
Yeah.
And you wrote this song too, huh?
I wrote this song the day after Hurricane Irma hit with Tom Douglas and Scooter Caruso. And I was just talking with them about, you know, my feelings and my emotions and all the people down there that have this resiliency and what I wanted to say to them, because it was such a time of chaos and such a time of anxiety and uncertainty in their lives and in my life, honestly. But I thought about all the people that I'd met there, how strong they are, and how I know that with a lot of people's help, they'll bounce back. And that's the core of Song for the Saints, you know, but we're just all just a sinner's choir singing a song for the saints. And that's all we had of the song, and we just kind of worked around it.
Come on, when you say it like that, I feel it. Like, come on.
We say we can when they say we can't. See what it is when they see what it ain't. With blood, sweat, and tears and a new coat of paint. We're just a sinner's choir singing a song for the saints.
Come on. Whoa. Did you know you had that idea? Like, you go, okay, we got this idea. Let's run. Like, this is a good one.
Yeah, we had those two lines, and then I thought, what do we really want to say to people, you know? And people are going, what are the saints? What are the song for the saints? Well, it's all the people that live in St. Croix and St. Bart's and St. John and St. Thomas and a lot of the BVIs that I've spent a lot of time in my life, you know, that have fed me, like I said a few minutes ago, that have just fed my creativity over the years and fed my songwriting and that's went into the studio. But it was the initial relationships that did that, you know, over the years. And it was, Bobby, I tell you, it was just really strange after the storm happened, and once FEMA would let us land in St. Thomas, I landed and got into a helicopter and just flew around the islands, and I'd never seen that much destruction at once in my life. I wasn't prepared. I knew it was going to be bad, but I wasn't prepared for how bad it was going to be. And that's where a lot of these songs came from, because I knew that a lot of people that I loved and have lived a lot of life with was living in a beautiful, broken place that was really broken. You know, that was living in a beautiful place that was really broken. Sorry, that's how I meant to say that. But it was just a strange way to create. You know, and this album is so different for me because, you know, when you make any record, you make it like looking back. You're reflecting on songs. You're reflecting on relationships. You're reflecting on life experiences. I made this whole album in a 3-week period during Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Maria, as I had friends flying to my house to stay in my house because they had nowhere else to go. And it was really a strange time. It was full of anxiety, and there's a certain angst that I went to the studio with every day to make this record. And I think you can hear that in the way the way we recorded these songs. It was unlike any record I've ever made. It was really, really strange to create with that much. I don't know. I guess people create with anxiety with their hearts broken and they go and just make a record. But my heart was broken in a different way. My heart was broken for a place and a people. And we were all just kind of living in the middle of that. So I didn't really have time to think. And I just went into the studio and went to work making this music, not knowing really what I was getting. And this is the result. Song for the Saints.
Songs for the Saints. Yeah, you wrote this one too here. This is called We're All Here.
We're all here, 'cause where else would we go when the world tips sideways? It's just where we rode, where that crazy.
You know, whenever you set up the context of these songs and where your mind was and even where your body was as you're doing these songs, you listen to them differently. Like, I've heard these songs, but after you go, hey, this is where my mind was, this is where my body was, this is what was happening around me as we were doing the record, I hear them all differently. I think it's important to get that story out there.
Oh, it's important. Yeah. It is. Yeah. And, you know, these songs are so personal, and they're just a looking through the window of my soul at the time. And sorry, I'm a little scratchy from the weekend singing, but... But yeah, Bob, that's true. I mean, I've put so much of myself into these songs, and that song there, it was a slogan that I had seen throughout the years in the islands. You know, it says we're all here because we're not all there, and it was initially about my island family because they came from different places all over the world, and all of a sudden, you know, 15 years ago, there was this group of friends that I couldn't believe that I had. I would get off the road, and then I would go hang out with these group of friends that didn't care what I did, didn't know who I was to begin with. And I lived a lot of life with those people for years. But there was all something a little strange about each one of them. And I think that's why we all got along so well. But if you think about it, that's my band. It's my crew. We're all here because we're all in the music business doing what we do because we're all just a little bit left of center in the first place to even want to be there in the first place. But when I think about it in a much broader scope, it's my audience. It's those people I see out there every night that's there because maybe they're just we're all here because we're not all there. And I think about that a lot because it's such an eclectic group of people that have one thing in common. They just love music and love the idea of being there. And that's what we had in mind. I wrote that song with Casey Beathard and David Lee Murphy. But we kept all those people in mind about how, you know, we going through our everyday life, how we might have a screw too loose on one side and a screw too tight on the other. And we got to figure it all out in the middle.
Look at this. Got the new record out today. Songs for the Saints. Looking fit. You're right in mode, Like, you're right in mode.
Oh, yeah, I'm in show mode now. Doing our show three times a week will make you lean down a little bit.
And no carbs after, you don't eat after 5?
I do eat after 5, but I don't eat carbohydrates after 5.
No carbs after 5.
Yeah.
I know. I thought about that since you said it.
I got to get in fight and shape to do these shows. So we've been working hard. Daniel, my trainer, has been doing a good job. I have a love-hate relationship with him.
I get it. I get it. Well, listen, everybody, check out the record. Buy it. Stream it. You know, and know that all the money that it goes to this is not going to Kenny. It's actually going back to something Kenny loves.
It's helping to build schools. It's helping to build hospitals. It's helping to send instruments. It's getting dogs off the island. It's doing so much stuff. So it's just rebuilding the infrastructure on any level you can think of.
Well, look at you. Look at this guy. Also, big shout out for this one.
Let's say everything's going to be.
Come on, number one. Come
David
on.
Lee Murphy, number one. I can't believe it. It's one of my favorite records I've ever been a part of. And I'm so happy for him.
Me too.
So good.
I'm so happy for him. You know, and the fact that it did as good as it, that it's done. You know, we're up there on stage singing this song, and to see the sea of people sing this one common emotion. And everybody's going through stuff in their life. We all walk around with negativity and baggage and weight and stuff. I think this song I think that's one of the reasons that this song did as well as it did. Because for 3 minutes, they're reminded that, you know, sometimes things aren't as bad as they seem. And so that's why I was very proud of that song. And, man, I'm glad I sang on that record. We'll be doing that song on our own show forever.
Yeah. Here's this one, too. Obviously, this one just smashed. Here we go.
Get along.
This one, too. We'll be doing this one for a while.
Well, my friend, it's good to see you. Congratulations.
Man, thank you for everything. Good to see you. And I love you guys. Thanks for having me in.
Kenny Chesney got the record out today. And until next time, you know,
hopefully it's soon.
Hopefully it is soon. There he is, our friend Kenny Chesney, everybody. And we'll be back in 1 second. Got the new record out today.
Sing a song, make a friend. Can't we all get along?
Bobby Bones.
This kid's in his driveway. A guy comes up to him with a knife and tries to rob him. But the kid had a power washer in his hand. So the kid starts... Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So the kid starts spraying the robber with the power washer. Like, in the face.
Wow.
If that was close, that dude's face is eat up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good for him, though. Police is wearing a dark hooded sweatshirt, black gloves, and 5'10", medium build, early 20s. But he's got a beat up face at this point. The robber fled through neighboring yards after getting a face full of water. And what I hope is he was just close enough for it to hurt. Because I've cleaned concrete with a power washer before. Holy moly, does that thing have some pressure on it.
Yeah, don't ever spray your foot with one of those things. It'll take the skin right off like I did.
Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. I was doing some power washing, and I had ants biting me, and I didn't even think about it. I just thought, oh, water. And so I sprayed my foot, and I was like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
That's funny. Because I've used a car wash. It's not a power wash, but it's kind of close when you're car washing your car.
Yeah.
And I've sprayed, and it hurts, and it's not new. But that's funny.
Oh.
How about this one? A woman strangles a rabid fox that attacked her.
How did she catch it?
She caught it with her bare hands.
Wow.
Because it attacked her, and she had no choice. She said it was biting at her leg.
Aw.
She said, I had to do something. It wouldn't stop. It ambushed her while she was gardening. It was going so crazy, she said, you could see its mouth moving.
Wow.
So then she grabbed it and took it and just twisted its head and broke its neck.
Whoa. Oh, that's just like not
by the
a
way,
good memory for her.
Guys, I said rabbit. The animal had rabies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
That's the only reason the fox would do that.
Yeah, because it was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's currently undergoing a 2-week series of rabies treatments.
Man. Oh, I would do the same thing then.
So, well, yeah. I mean, I think first you try to kick it off.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't kick, you just have to grab and twist.
Mm-hmm.
That was my nickname at college, old grab and twist.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. What up, everybody? Hope everybody's good. Eddie and I are going to Cheyenne, Wyoming tonight. We're going to play Cheyenne Frontier Days, the Raging Idiots. If you're new to the show, have a band called The Raging Idiots, and we're going to go play. It's us and Toby Keith.
Yeah.
And Ned Ledoux. But yeah, it's going to be fun tonight.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I just have to shout out to police officers when they pay attention to little things like a duck and 5 ducklings that need to cross the road.
Oh, yeah.
Because police officer Richmond of the Clearwater Police Department used his cop car to block traffic and make sure that the mother duck and her ducklings could cross a Florida intersection unharmed. Turn on the lights and all. A person got video. They were like, ooh, what's happening? Cop car, cop lights. And then like moments later, you see the mama duck and the ducklings crossing the road.
That's cool. I like that for the ducks.
Yeah.
If I'm in a hurry and ducks got me pulled over, I do like it. I'm making a joke of it. But yeah, that's good. Good for that officer. Maybe it wasn't rush hour.
Yeah, it's the little things.
You know what I mean? Somebody needs to let those ducks know what's up, though. Thank you, Amy. That's Tell Me Something Good. Boom.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, here we are. We've been keeping up with Lunchbox a week and a half or so ago. I believe the 17th. Is that right, Lunchbox?
Yep, July 17th, 5:59 p.m.
Baby Box was born, and over the past week, he shared with us all the things, that it was a boy, the name, the health, all the things. And so now it's time for another Baby Box update. Here we go.
Baby Box update.
All right, LB, what do you have?
Man, big steps in the steps of coming home, I guess you would say. They took the oxygen tube out of his nose.
Yay.
So he is 100% breathing on his own.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how about that, huh?
Oh, man, it's such a cool thing to see, like, his just little chest and know he's doing all the work, that his lungs are mature enough, and he's getting enough oxygen on his own that he doesn't need those tubes anymore. And then they had an IV in to get him some liquids, and the IV is out.
Wow. Look at this. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Awesome.
What are you doing here?
Awesome.
Look at this.
And so now the only thing he has in is a feeding tube, and he uses that every other meal. They give him a bottle, and then they give him the feeding tube. And so I mean, we have to wait till he can take a bottle for every feeding for 24 hours before he can come home. But we are in a step in the right direction that he's breathing on his own and he doesn't need fluids anymore, that his body's creating enough for him to survive and everything's working properly. It's just, I mean, it was an amazing feeling going in and only seeing one wire connected to him.
Yeah.
Instead of a bunch of wires.
Hey, so you go up to the hospital a lot because, by the way, if you're new to the show or you haven't heard in a while, Lunchbox's baby came 6 weeks early. So it was born premature. You're not able to take the baby home, but that unit is open the whole time, like 24 hours?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just have to have your band and you go in, you scrub in, you check in at the front desk. They give you a little tag and you can go sit and be with the baby as long as you want.
So with it being born, we're looking like the 17th, today's the 27th, 10 days ago. Has it grown in 10 days, your baby?
No, the baby has lost weight. When they are born, they weigh a certain amount, and then they lose weight because they're not getting as much food, I guess, and they expect that, but he is starting to go back up. Like when he was born, he was 5 pounds, 11 ounces, and now he is 5 pounds and 6 ounces.
How's your wife doing?
She's an emotional roller coaster. We cry and then we laugh and we have good days and bad days. But, I mean, she's holding up pretty well. And at nighttime, she gets real sad when it's just us at the house and we're back from the hospital for the final time that day. She's just like, I just wish he was here right now so I could hold him. And
how is she physically?
Physically, she's hurting. I mean,
sore, like pregnancy sore, but she's like back, right?
Yeah, yeah, pregnancy sore, but she's back. She's walking around and she's moving and going up and down the stairs and she can drive and all that, but she's just pregnancy sore. I mean, if anybody's ever had a baby, I guess you know what that means. I don't really know. But
is that like after leg day when I can't walk around that much?
You kind of limp around a little bit. It's pretty much leg day.
Well, and she's like pumping. I mean, she's breastfeeding, but not with the baby. She's having to pump all the time. So
right.
That's hard.
Every 3 hours, she has to sit down on a machine and pump some milk out, and then we take it to the hospital, and that's what they feed the baby.
Mm-hmm. I love it, though. I love it. Come on. With that optimism there. I love that.
Good stuff. Man.
There he is. There he is. Lunchbox. Baby Woo. Box. I'll ask you this. Do you think you'll be able to take the baby home in the next couple of weeks? Like, what week? Like, what's best guess?
I would say a week or 10 days.
Okay.
Because they don't really give you a timeline because I don't think they want to get your hopes up.
Yeah.
So they kind of just say, we have to do this. We have to do that. And when that happens, you start getting excited and you start, like, when I see the oxygen tube out, I'm like, oh, we're taking them home today. But then the nurse kind of is like, no, not quite yet. There's still a few steps. And so, but I mean, we're going in the right direction.
There we go. Hit that baby box update clip. I love it right there. I love that. Hit that.
Baby box update.
Nice. So I guess we'll hit you back on Monday and see what's happening there. Well, well, well. So here we are. If I can have the indulgence of the room for 1 second.
You got it.
All right. What do we got
indulgence.
Here?
Indulgence.
That's my favorite thing to say. Since I did jury duty, I love saying that. If I could just have the indulgence of the room, Your Honor. I appreciate everybody listening to the show. I'll say this. Coming up, I'll be in Bakersfield and Washington, D.C. If you want to come watch the old stand-up comedy act, BobbyBonesComedy.com, Bakersfield and Washington, D.C. So there's that. Amy is going to Austin this weekend. Going to go see her dad, who's in the hospital.
Yeah.
And here's an update. How's he doing?
He's doing really good. He walked and, doing physical therapy, so had a walker and, like, a little belt around him, sort of like a leash. But he still did it, and it's amazing. My sister sent me video. Sad that I kind of, like, missed it. But it's good to see him, like, having, you know, 4 or 5 good days in a row, because that only makes me think that we're finally on the road to complete recovery with no setbacks.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. What's happening here? Woo-hoo. Love it. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, and then would you like a life update from me?
Yes.
Well, in my life update, I watched Friends yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Come on. Come on.
And
Wait, wait, wait. What was the episode? What was Chandler and Joey doing?
Well, there are a few episodes. I'm glad you asked.
Ooh, you got more than one.
Yeah.
Amy, I'm in Philadelphia in a hotel. I spoke at a podcast convention, and then I went to my room and just watched Friends. It was the one where, here's what I'm going to say. Chandler was in Tulsa, and it's where Chandler gets sent to Tulsa to work for a while. And I always feel bad for Tulsa. They get such a bad rap on Friends. I like Tulsa.
It's a cool town.
And they're like, Chandler gets sent to Tulsa, and it sucks. And I'm like, wait a minute. Don't be all New York hoity-toity. That's one of the only times I watch Friends and I go, that's not cool. Because they're kind of being Tulsa haters.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
We've been to Tulsa. We know it's cool.
You know what I like about Tulsa? The people. Yep. I like Hanson. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's happening with me. Oh, by the way, Lunchbox was crushing me on Twitter yesterday. Just crushing me.
Well, but, I mean, I don't know about crushing you. What do you mean I crushed you?
It's like a 10-paragraph sonnet about how I was at the coffee shop and I was having a business meeting. The person, the client hadn't shown up yet, and this girl comes up and goes, hey, can I share this table with you? And I had a choice to make. And I said, oh, you can't because someone's about to take it. And he just was ripping me online.
I mean, if you want to say ripping, I said there was no hope for you. And I said, Hottie asked Bobby if she can share the table with him. And he says no because he is waiting for a business meeting.
Right.
Hottie now, in his lap, begging for him to
no
notice.
There's no lap.
But
no,
he
no.
misses yeah. it.
First of all, let me say this. That the client I was meeting with couldn't show up and there was nowhere to sit. Yes, it's unfortunate that the one time in my life an attractive female comes and goes, can I share this table with you? I had to say no. But yeah, that was it. That's all I want to say. I'm done with updates. I'm done. I had it.
Did you close the business deal or what?
I don't know. It's never like that. You kind of just feel it out.
So, yeah, you know? So you may have passed up your wife for a maybe business deal. Okay,
That's true. Morgan, number two, who's head of our digital and all our social media, she found a Tell Me Something Good that a listener posted. Where did they post this, Morgan, number two?
They sent us a direct message on Instagram.
Okay, and what'd they say?
So, listener Savannah got pulled over in Arkansas for speeding, and when the officer came up to the window, she was like, sorry, I was listening to the Bobby Bones show, I just... You know, I was getting really emotional, and the officer replied with, oh, me too. Did you hear Lunchbox's baby box update? They talked about it, and the officer gave her a warning, and she got out of it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is I got her out of a ticket.
Well, I wanted to see if we would talk about it and how you'd feel about it, and then I'm going to respond with how you feel.
Oh, I feel good. You know, yeah. Baby box, getting people out of tickets one day at a time.
Here's the dumb debate question of the day. Salt on a watermelon, gross or good?
Ugh.
What? Did you go, ugh?
That's gross, man.
Salt on a watermelon. Eddie, you go?
No, gross. Disgusting, actually.
Okay, I'm going great. I love salt on a watermelon. Okay, Amy?
I could see. Salt on a watermelon's good to me. Yeah.
Have you had it?
Yeah, I have, and on cantaloupe, too. It's not something that I guess I frequent, but it's good.
Ooh.
Lunchbox?
I have never heard of such a travesty in my life.
Oh, wow.
I have never heard of someone putting salt on a watermelon. Gross.
All right, we're tied up. We're going to our 24-year-old. Morgan, number two, what do you think?
Definitely, I love salt on watermelon.
There we go.
What?
There we go. Winners right here. I'm the only one clapping because I'm a winner. That's right. Thank you very much.
You guys are weird.
We'll join you. No, it's not weird. It's like
she
that
knows,
whole salty, sweet thing.
She's just agree with Bobby. Okay.
That's not true,
Lunchbox.
She knows
who signs her paycheck.
Oh, stop it. Stop it with that. Morgan number two has a list here because apparently you go to Google. What is this thing called? Where it's not autocorrect. What is it?
It's called autocomplete, and it like suggests the most common searches on the internet for something. Okay.
And what did you look up?
So the first one I did is Bobby Bones ...
Is Bobby Bones ... Okay, what's the first one that comes up?
On American Idol.
Okay, so I would assume people were searching that when I was on American Idol, not knowing who I was. I'm not the most famous guy, so I would assume a lot. The answer is, I mean, not American Idol's online right now, so right now it'd be no, but that's the first one that pops up, huh?
Yeah.
All right, what's
popular.
Second one?
Still single.
Is Bobby Bones still single? Yes. Very single. If that many people are asking that question, shouldn't I not be single, just logically?
Yep. Yes. I mean, imagine all of the girls out there Googling this question.
I am single.
Sad.
I'm imagining
very single.
So sad.
Yeah. Yes, I'm extremely... Lunchbox, why do you say it like that?
Well, I mean, dude, you don't ever take opportunities that come to you, and you're such a weird dude. It's hard to find a girl that'll put up with your stuff.
A weird dude. All right, what else? One more Morgan number two. Is Bobby Bones?
Show ending.
Ooh.
TBD. I'll answer that one. Not that I know of.
Okay, there you go. What's the next one?
Lunchbox wouldn't know.
Yeah, he'd be the one to know. Yeah.
What's the next one, Morgan number two? Next question.
Who is Bobby Bones?
Who is Bobby Bones blank?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the first question?
Wife.
No wife. Most people that don't know me. What else?
Date to the CMT Awards.
That would be Mike D. He was my date at the CMT Awards. And finally?
Father.
Ooh.
Who is your father?
I mean, I don't really know him, but maybe they're searching for my stepdad, Arkansas Keith.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Maybe. Or People Magazine did that article about how you wrote about your real biological dad in your book.
That's true.
Are there any more Morgan number two? Quickly.
Yeah, there's one more. What is Bobby Bones?
What is Bobby Bones? What's the first one?
Tattoo.
It's my mother and my grandmother who are no longer with us and the state of Arkansas on the back of my arm. Next one?
Salary.
Yeah, right.
What did it say? Did you Google
that one? What is that? Bobby.
Let me tell you, it's not accurate, okay? Huh. It's just not accurate. I'm not going to say whatever. It's just not accurate.
It's okay. Fail until you don't, you know?
Well, what's the accurate? We want to say, you know, we want to put these rumors to rest. Go ahead.
I'm so thankful this isn't like baseball players where they put everybody's salaries out there. Because you read on baseball players like so-and-so salary making whatever a year. I'm glad they don't do that to us.
Oh, wow. Have you guys Googled that?
Don't Google it.
Oh,
it's not even
goodness.
True. It's not true. What else, Morgan, number two?
The last one is, what is Bobby Bones famous for?
No idea. Listen.
That's really funny that people are Googling it, because it means they don't quite know.
Amy, I don't quite know either.
I like from the horse's mouth, you know what I mean? Have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't, whatever like, we're doing here,
who
and
is
whatever
Bobby Bones?
Whatever it is that I do, that I don't understand the appeal. I've said it before. I don't know. I don't understand the appeal. I get why people like Amy. I get people like Lunchbox. I just don't understand the appeal of me. What am I going to do? Say no? I don't know. But yeah. Well, thank you for the questions, Morgan, number two.
You're welcome.
A real fascinating segment there. Bobby Bone, come on. I was reading this story where they say if you allow your significant other to date other people, you have a better relationship. Open relationships are more trusting because people are honest about what they're doing.
Yeah, because you feel like you can be open about it. But then, like, how many people? What's the limit?
I think that's for every couple. Listen, Amy, I don't know. I don't even have a closed relationship, much less an open one.
You know? A closed?
Yeah. I'm looking for anything. People in open relationships experience greater feelings of love for their partner. Experts found that open relationships don't really adversely affect couples. They strengthen the bond and allow you to be 100% open with your significant other, which people don't do. And listen, I've never been in an open relationship. Only a few not open relationships.
Closed. I like that you call it closed.
Yeah, closed. But you got to be for real for a second whenever most people get in a relationship and they don't communicate. They just don't.
But you don't have to be in an open relationship to learn how to communicate. Right?
Yeah, you have to, because if you're going to go see your other chick, you're going to be like, hey, I'm not going to be able to come over for dinner tonight because I'm going to be over there with my other chick.
So that's what you say that to your wife, it's all gravy.
Well, if you're in an open relationship, you have to communicate.
There's no hiding it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's the point. Listen, I couldn't do this. I get too jealous.
Exactly. The jealousy is a big part.
Yeah.
I don't know how jealousy is going to make someone closer. Like, you just can't let your partner have all these other partners and you'd be like, oh, it's fine.
But if you're not jealous.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough for me because I'd be like, is that other dude bigger than I am? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, is he 6'4"? Because if so, no.
Yeah. And how do I know she likes me better?
He can only be 5'4".
Yeah. Amy, if I had an open relationship, like if I had a wife and we were dating other people.
There would be rules.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nobody over 5'5", shoe size under 8". Like all these things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Under 8".
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, Bones. That's a good rule.
You like that, Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Couples who don't even let their partner talk to the opposite sex are closing off their happiness.
Who doesn't let their person talk to other
people? Oh, I know some people.
Really?
What, you can't even talk?
Oh, yeah.
What, you're talking about yourself?
No. Psh, yeah, right. My wife isn't jealous. She knows what's up. I mean, but I have buddies that, man, they can't talk to female friends. They couldn't go to lunch with a female coworker. Like, we're at a bar and he hugs a female bartender they know. Oh, that's all heck's going to break loose when he gets home.
Bartender, huh? Bartender.
Oh, heck.
I thought he was going to say, like, hugs a female friend.
Well, no, she is a friend. We know the bartender, and girl flies off the handle. I mean, I'm telling you, I have friends, and I'm like, I don't know how you stay married to those people.
My friend, when he hugs a female escort, he knows.
His wife gets so mad.
It's crazy. It's so weird.
I mean,
that's funny, Lunchbox.
I'm telling you the truth. I've seen it with my own eyes. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a miserable house to be in.
My wife gets so mad when he gets naked and hugs another woman naked.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
Listen, all I know is I saw the story. It says couples that allow their significant others to date other people have better relationships.
That's very dumb.
Well, it's just not for you.
Yeah, okay.
It's just not. And listen, it's not cheating. I'm going to say this. It's not cheating if there's no dishonesty.
Right, so, if you're open about
they're all
it.
Open.
Yeah,
right.
That's
right.
Why they're open. That's why they're saying the whole thing. They must have pulled the open people who are open, and then they communicate about everything.
My buddy. See, what happened was, he got a girl pregnant. His wife got mad. I can't believe it.
I don't know how he stays married now.
I saw it with my own eyes. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so LeBron James Jr. is 13 years old, and he's obviously LeBron James' son. But did you know that people are placing bets on where he will go to college?
No.
Yeah. Like, I guess you can make money off of it. Duke is the favorite to win right now. Kentucky, a close second. Kansas, North Carolina, and UCLA have longer odds, but they're also in the mix.
I would put my money on he doesn't go to college. I think in 5 years or so, you will be able to be 18 years old and just decide your fate.
Oh,
you're an adult.
He could just go straight to the NBA?
Well, that was the thing for a long time. Kobe did it. I mean, there are a lot of athletes that did that. Kevin Garnett. But yes, in basketball, you used to just go high school to pros. By the way, I still think you should be able to.
Wow.
But
to be only 13 years old and to know that people are already expecting you to be this like amazing athlete, that's a lot of pressure.
Well, he already dominates. I saw him try to dunk in a game a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Bronny.
And yeah, his dad is LeBron James, so the genetics are there. And the means... But, you know, he's around it. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, what else?
I was flipping through Elle magazine, and it was asking women to name the most random items that they've put on their registry or seen on a registry for weddings. And stuff that popped up, and this totally has a guy written all over it, a beer pong table.
Oh, wow.
A motion-activated toilet nightlight, which... I highly recommend that because my husband is one where I had to get on to him for like leaving the lid up and it's just awkward at night. But if you put a little light in, you'll know what's up. Shaved ice machine. And then also there's something that's popping up on wedding registries. Cheese of the Month Club, where you can sign couples up and every month they get like awesome cheeses in the mail. Sort of like wine.
That seems like it would just be annoying. Like, you would never finish the cheese before it, and then another one comes?
But if you're really into cheese, I don't know. I think it's pretty cool, and you can pay for the, you know, the whatever the fee is for them to be a part of this club, and then you're good to go.
Have you ever fallen in the toilet, like the bowl?
Yes.
I mean, all the way in?
I've sat all the way in. I haven't been trapped.
No.
Like water? You went down in the water?
I mean, it's like an awkward fall in, like, oh, and then you catch yourself. It's all, like, I really hurt my hip one time.
Oh, no, Meemaw. Okay.
That's what caused me to finally order the light. So this is a growing trend that's happening amongst coworkers. So I'm just going to let people know that it's an option in case they want to do this at their work. Employers are actually allowing employees to donate paid time off for their coworkers that need maternity leave or sick leave for whatever reason. So that's really, really kind. Like if you have vacation you haven't used, you can roll it over to your coworker that might need it. Isn't that awesome?
Hey, guys.
What?
You roll some over to me?
Nah, we're good.
Would anybody in here roll over their... I mean, say like somebody's in a bind and they have like a family emergency or something going on. Like, we would all do that for each other.
Absolutely.
Lunchbox? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys just said no to me, but I'm supposed to say yes to you?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's going to wrap for us. I am heading... to Cheyenne, Wyoming, because the Raging Idiots, Eddie and myself, and Eddie's in Nashville now, but we're going to meet and play tonight at Frontier Days. We're playing, it's Toby Keith and us and Ned Ledoux.
Yeah, is that Chris Ledoux's son?
It is.
That's pretty cool. I'm excited for that.
So we're playing tonight, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to go to Weezer.
It's awesome.
Tomorrow. Oh, so. I didn't realize these guys said if I wear my dark glasses that I normally wear, people are going to think I'm doing it to look like Rivers Cuomo.
They're going
to
think you have fake glasses
on. That's why I live my life. I mean, I have that look because of Rivers Cuomo.
Well, I know, but you're amongst all these other fans. Yes. You're going to be like, look at this guy. Trying too hard.
Poser.
We'll see you back Monday. I know. I don't care. See you back Monday. See everybody out at Cheyenne Frontier Days. We'll see you tonight. Everybody else, we'll see you Monday on the show.
Woo. The Bobby Bones Show.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, Get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.